Tonight, I want to share a brief devotional with you in reference to the cross. And as I thought about this night and this Good Friday moment, I couldn't help but think about this idea of intersections. And as I thought about the cross and intersections and this kind of intersecting of possibilities of life and death and all the different metaphors that have been used, my mind went right back to a moment of intersection, literal intersection, in my life that was powerful and meaningful. Many of you know, I've shared the story of my older brother's car accident a couple years ago in 2021. He was hit head-on by somebody coming through a red light, and he made it. He lived a miraculous story of recovery. He's doing well. But not just days after his accident, while he was still in the ICU, my younger brother and I, while taking care of his children, his three kids, we're headed to one of their friend's house, and we're taking them with us, and we didn't really know the area in Virginia all that well. So we're driving from their house to their friend's house and hit the GPS, taking us to this friend's house, and we're going, and as we're driving there, my younger brother Matthew and I realize we're pulling right up to the intersection where the accident had happened. And as we pull up to the intersection, my younger brother had put some worship music on in the car, and the kids were singing along to it. And there's this one new song that was out and about then, and it's kind of spun around a few times since then. And there's a spoken word piece in the song that started at the perfect moment as we pulled up to the intersection. And we really didn't even know where we were going. We didn't know we were going to pass through that intersection, but we pulled up to the intersection, and as this song was playing, these are the words that I heard as I'm driving the car. My arms are wrapped around you. It'll be all right. While you sleep, I watch over you. It'll be all right. I take care of your loved ones. It'll be all right. Your future's in my hands. It'll be all right. Your past is forgiven. It'll be all right. Your future is secure. It'll be all right. I forgive you. It'll be all right. I'm your friend that's closer than a brother. It'll be all right. That's good news. It's good news that sometimes we hear and we're sitting in church in a comfortable place and all life's going well and we're like, yeah, amen, that's good. When you're sitting at the intersection of life, wondering if death is around the corner, maybe even certain that it is, whether you think you're going to make it or not, those words are life. And for me in that moment, at the intersection where so much pain had happened, I was grasping hold of the hope of Christ's intersection on the cross. And tonight we get to grab hold of that same hope. And remember, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Jesus, and I know this is classic, I'll probably say it a few times tonight because I just can't help it, but Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. Friday is this beautiful day of knowledge and power. But sadness and grief and reflection of what it cost our Savior to bring us to Him. So there's lots of different types of intersections. And as I was thinking about it, I thought each intersection offers us a potential perspective for something new and different, right? Every time you come to an intersection in the road, a red light, a yield sign, you get a chance to contemplate a right or a left turn. This word is kind of interesting, too. There's a lot of different ways you can say it. Linda did a great job reading us our verses today. Thank you, Linda, by the way. And as she read it, she read Isaiah 53:10. I want to read this again. It says this, "But it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and cause him grief. Yet, when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. He will enjoy a long life, and the Lord's good plan will prosper in his hands." I want to draw your attention to that word, yet. Yet, I believe, is one of the most beautiful words in the Bible. Some have said the word but is the most beautiful word in the Bible. I don't know. I think yet is a second, a close second, or a good rival to it. There's this beautiful intersection of wrath and justice and peace and life that Christ's life on the cross brought to us. And the only way to get there was by Him. There's a moment in this story of Christ on the cross where the thieves to his right and left are calling him out and saying, one is saying, you know, pull yourself off of that cross. And the other one's saying, shh, that's Jesus. And if he would remember us, we'd be okay. And Jesus says, even in that moment, you will be with me in paradise because of his faith on the cross. What good news it is that even in our final moments when we've messed it all up, God's grace and God's peace at the intersection, even in our last moments, is still available. In our Read Together YouVersion Bible plan, this is one of the verses that actually was today's verse as we're reading up to Easter. And I noticed this morning, actually, Patrick Conway, one of our church members, he posted this on there, and I wanted to read it because I just thought it summed up the sentiments about this moment. He said, "I'm always thankful, too, for the specific account of the thief crucified alongside Jesus who believed and was told by Jesus personally that he would be with him in paradise. It proves that it is never too late while we have breath to believe and repent and be saved." God is so amazing, isn't he? So amazing that even on the cross, he looks at his accusers. He looks at those who are putting him to death, and he says, "Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do." Jesus said to that thief, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise." He assured him, and we can take that assurance as we place our faith in Christ to know that in our moments of grief and loss, there is a paradise awaiting us. Intersection, like I said, is an interesting word. It's a junction, a point where two different roads or paths meet, right? It's a crossroads, a crucial decision point or moment of significant change. It's the intersection point. This cross that we're talking about, it's the intersection point where the divine purpose intersects with human destiny. It's the convergence that brings together God's justice and mercy, uniting heaven and earth in redemption. It's the meeting point for encounters between God's love and humanity's need for salvation, right at the cross. It's good news. Anybody need God's mercy tonight? I do, every day. It's the interconnection, portraying how the cross connects God's eternal plan with the living experience of humanity, bridging the gap between heaven and earth. There's an overlapping in the cross. I love this. Check this out. Do you ever think about this? There's an overlapping of time and eternity at the cross. Jesus Christ, who was with God before all things, comes to the moment on the cross where his life ends. And he enters into eternity. There's an overlapping, a breaking through, and a crushing of death. There's a redemptive moment that's beautiful. There's a confluence, the flowing together of multiple streams where, good news here, forgiveness and reconciliation flow freely for all who believe. The cross is the intersection we all need. It's the intersection of life and joy and hope. But to get there, we have to wade through suffering and difficulty and pain. But the good news is, we don't do it alone like Jesus did. Lately, and I just want to, this has been lost on me for the better portion of my life, and I don't know why at this point in my journey it's been standing out so strongly, but it's this idea that as Jesus is on the cross, he's alone, yes, but there are those around him who are carrying the weight with him. There's mom. There's mom, heartbroken for her boy. And as I think about the journey that he went on and the different stories and traditions that are told about Jesus on the cross, I realize the heartbrokenness of God the Father in that moment, of Mary the mom in that moment. And I realize just how fully the weight of sin fell on Jesus at all of those who loved him. And so tonight, as we share this brief devotional about the cross, my invite to you is to trust in the one who paid the ultimate price. Trust in the one that walked through the intersection and made the right choice, who made the sinless decision so that we who are sinful could be made whole. Tonight, there's an intersection for us right here in this place. And the intersection for us isn't about doing good or doing bad. It's about, will we trust him or will we not? And I don't know what your year's been like so far. Maybe you made 14 New Year's resolutions and you you quit them all before Quitter's Day, second Friday of January. I don't know. The good news is, do not despair. There is no amount of quitting that you could do on anything that would cause Jesus to push you away. He will never give up on you, and he is present in our lives to bring us through the intersections that seem most horrible, because he went through the one that is most horrible on his darkest day. I'm going to invite Pastor Antonia up. We're tonight going to celebrate communion in just a moment, but as she comes up, I read this poem, and I'm not much of a poem reader, never have been, but I read this and I thought, led as much as I can say to share it, felt led to share it. It'll be on the screen for you as well. It goes like this. The cross, where everything meets nothing, where strength meets weakness, light meets darkness, joy meets sorrow, comfort meets brutality, where mercy meets wrath, where life meets death, where God meets man. The cross, where key meets lock, wave meets shore, sun meets moon, tear meets eye, where light meets dark, where young meets old, where foolishness meets wisdom, and where suffering meets hope. The cross is the deepest breath of fear before the highest jump for joy. It's the coldest night of winter before the warmest day of spring. It's the deepest cut of rejection before the strongest embrace of approval. It's the highest price to be paid for the furthest thing from anyone expected. The intersection at the cross is our only hope in life and in death. The cross declares that we are loved and we are already loved. We are chosen and we are already chosen. We are unable to pay our sin price and we are able to be adopted. Trinity family, he's our provider and he's our protector. He forgives us and he watches over us. It's going to be all right because it's finished. At the intersection of mercy and wrath, Jesus stood bearing the weight of our sin. And in a moment, we will have a chance to receive communion. But before we do, I just want to invite you in this moment, close your eyes and reflect on the beauty of this rugged cross, this old rugged cross. And as you close your eyes and as you think about the moment that Jesus says, it is finished, and even forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, I commit your hands into my spirit. In this moment, Lord, we take a deep breath of knowing. We know you're here. You made a way for your spirit to be present with us. You suffered and died so that we could live and dance in your freedom. So, Lord, we praise you, and we thank you. God, I pray that your glory would be seen tonight as we reflect and remember on the bread and the juice and the moments that you shared with your disciples. And, Lord, I pray that even in this moment of Good Friday remembrance, that you would be honored in all things we do. Lord, we love you.